Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. This is Carl Bond. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And here it is, Saturday, and day infinite as far as getting the bailout finished. You know, at first I was really upset about this. I mean, here is our country in the middle of a bailout, trying to get things done. Everybody said, it'll be done last Wednesday, then it was going to be done Thursday, and then it was going to be no later than Friday. Well, it's Saturday. Now, the thing about a bailout is that I'm not sure I want Congress, who got us into this, spending $700 trillion of my money. So, but I tell you what, let's get the show started here by, you know, getting our introductions going. So I'm joined here, of course, on my Saturday producer, Kelly Frost Sr.
Morning, Carl.
How you doing today, Kelly?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know what? I see your son every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
And I love listening to you guys in the morning. I just sit at home and just crack up on that.
I wish I could have seen you two at the debate last night. That could have been
I didn't great. Get a chance to watch it with him. That might have been fun, though.
Well, you know what? It's such that you two are so, you know, you're so along the same party lines.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Anyway, and of course, I'm joined by my partner in life and crime here, Linda Bott.
Good morning. And also, I want to, we want to express our condolences to the Newman family. If you are just tuning in now, Paul Newman has died at the age of 83 this morning. So, you know, he was such a humanitarian, and he took his fame and decided he wanted to do something to enrich the lives of others. And so that's a hero to us.
He was an icon of, you know, of the movie world. And he's been in so many great movies.
And not to mention that great salad dressing.
But he took his foundation, his Newman Foundation, with the proceeds. And he put it into cancer centers for kids and kinds of things.
Yeah, that whole thing he set up, all the Newman mayonnaise and salad dressings, was all set up just strictly for that, for charity. And he never received a penny for that. So he was a humanitarian in that sense, yes.
Now for what's on everybody's lips and minds.
The debate last night.
What did you think?
Well, you know, here's what I thought, is that there was no clear knockout. But then again, you're not going to see that, I don't believe. Because, one, Senator McCain has been around long enough that, you know, he can take a few shots, and he knows his way around. And with Senator Obama, the fact is that he's a very bright man. So trying to pin him down on something would be very difficult. So when you get into a debate like that, you know, to get a clear knockout punch, you're not going to happen. However, just by what I saw last night and from what I'm watching, and I watched all four of the stations this morning, McCain won on points. You know, he cut him a few times. He body pounded him a few times. Obama counterpunched back pretty good. But when we got right down to it, is that one line... That one line, you have spent $1 million a day in earmarks since you've been in the Senate. Over $990 million in earmarks the Senator Obama has asked for since he's been a senator. I mean, he went back and he pounded on that for a while.
And what was Obama's rebuttal?
Well, Obama, you know, goes back to saying is that, hey, you voted with President Bush 90% of the time. But then McCain comes back and says... He says, wait a minute, I have opposed him on the way he was running the war. I opposed him on his budgets. I opposed him on Guantanamo. I opposed him on this torture of prisoners. I've opposed him many times. And you know, in reality, he has. Now, you know, a lot of things that people don't realize, when they say, well, Obama has voted, you know, this many times on things, and it's, you know, when he was in the Illinois Senate, a lot of votes people do are, hey, it's National Pickle Week. It's, you know, let's have the let's vote on National Pickle Week. You know, that's just a nothing vote. And, you know, so those count in there, but
not to the pickle makers.
No, not to the pickle makers. However, okay, but here's the thing: is this is that they've talked about the economy. And here's one thing is that, you know, Senator Obama's got ideas, but I did not hear him say how he was going to do that. Again, he didn't bring to me how he's going to do these things. He talks about them. McCain mentioned specific things. And the other thing, too, is McCain is very austere when it comes to spending. He has cut off, you know, the pork barrel and the earmarks. He has put the people who are asking for these horrible things up on the, you know, has broadcast their names, has publicized it.
On the Internet. Republicans.
Yeah, even other Republicans. Yeah. Joe Scarborough, who's Republicans on MSNBC, said that. He goes, who in the heck is this guy?
Because, which side is he on?
Yeah, which side is he on? Well, I the other thing, too, is I saw, and I, you know, this is just me, is I saw McCain reaching out and touching a lot of America last night. I saw Barack Obama showing how he is more of a centrist than maybe other people thought. So, was there a knockout last night? No. Was there a lot of good punching going on? Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know what you all think about that, Redding, but let us know here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we've got a full show today. Oh, here's the other thing. Okay, I got to say this about the bailout. You know, you want people, you want the markets not to fail, of course. But $700 billion. And you know what? Hey, Kelly, that's your money, and that's my money, and Linda's money, and our guest here, you know, Susie's money, and Gary's money. That's our money going in to bail out people that have made bad decisions. And what I'm seeing is that every time I look at the news when I'm, you know what, it's getting to the point now, I just don't even hardly look at it sometimes, is the fact that the Democrats are pointing at the Republicans, Republicans are pointing at the Democrats, and each are blaming each other for this. Guess what, Congress? There's enough blame to go around. You all have screwed us. And you know what? We have screwed ourselves because we keep voting for people to put them back in there. And nobody, I mean, where did this come from? Was this like a huge surprise that we were in trouble like this? They addressed the economy last night. Oh, I told, you know, Barack Obama, oh, I told somebody 2 years ago we're in trouble with this. You know, yeah, okay. Like, everybody knew we were going down this road. Yet, when the people that were appointed in these positions of power, which, by the way, were under a Democratic administration, but then, no, what was the oversight during the Republican administration? Barney Frank. I mean, he's sitting there like, you know, well, we've got to do this. But Barney, it's on your watch, partner. You know, stand up and say, okay, I missed this. But he hasn't done that yet. You know, why is he still in the, why is he still in that position? So, anyway, there's just a number of things. But, you know, if you're tired, you know, that's one of the other things, too, is do you want these people to be spending your money without oversight? Because that's what they're talking about. And they're also talking about like a way of, you know, it's almost like becoming a socialist type of bailout here, you know, and then putting all types of restrictions on them, and then the government taking this over. Are we going to start nationalizing everything? If we're going to nationalize everything, you know, let's just say that up front and let the American people make that decision. These people in Congress are running scared right now, and they should be running scared because guess what? The elections are coming up. And if I was somebody that was running against somebody, I'd be standing up on the highest mount I could find and beating my chest and saying, this is what they did. This is how I'm going to change it. And I mean specifically, this is how I'm going to change that.
It's going to take a while.
Hey, but that's just me. Okay, that's my little rant this morning. It's Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Phone line here is 221-1402. Join us on the other side with our guest. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Phone line's here, 221-1402. By the way, in kind of a lead up for Tuesday, you know, we have our show during the week when we get the politicians off it, is Congressman Wally Herger is going to be our guest on Tuesday. Congressman Herger is going to probably call in from D.C. at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, and for an hour we get to talk to Congressman Herger. This would probably be a good time that if you've got a question about the bailout, if you've got a question about the debates or anything that's going on in D.C. that's affecting us, which seems to be everything that comes out of that place, this is a good chance to give him a call and ask him why certain things are happening. All right, that'll be Tuesday at 8 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio here on KQMS. Okay.
Something else that's affecting all of us. Environment.
And we actually have a way of helping the environment, and helping yourself at the same time. And our guest today, Susie Clark from Shasta College. And Susie's been on before, and we've been trying to get her back on again. So, Susie, tell us about the programs you've got going at Shasta right now.
Right now, we have two series of classes running. They're both public information class. One is all about different types of renewable energies. One class about each type of renewable energy, so you can pick one class or several classes. The other set of classes we have are about sustainable construction. If you are planning on building a house, remodeling a house, ways you can make that more environmentally correct. Both of these topics are national news and something we all need to think about.
Well, now, these classes, too, you can take them, you can sign up for all of them, or you can just take them individually. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. You pick and choose what you want. We want to make sure we're giving the public what they need to get the information.
Well, you know, it's so timely because I personally, for our house, and also a girlfriend of mine that's remodeling, she talked about how her house was built in the 80s, our house was built in the 40s. We didn't realize it, but we had a vent that was broken in the bottom of our house. So we had been spending these, you know, dollars, these precious dollars that we're really going to have to start looking at holding in closer, at air conditioning the bottom of the house, where our friends had the vent that went up into the attic, and they were air conditioning the attic. So now is the time really to take a look at what's happening behind the walls, and taking a class and learning about these things would be very interesting.
All the classes we have would absolutely help with that, but something else I suggest to everyone is get an energy audit from your utility company. They can go through your home and determine what's costing you an enormous amount of electricity or power, and they usually do the audits for free.
Okay, so how do we go about doing that?
Contact your local utility, and some of the smaller utilities don't have as many people available to do it, but companies like PG&E definitely have the personnel. And I suggest everyone gets an energy audit.
You know, that's a great idea. You know, I never even thought about that because we've got our house is an older house. It's well constructed, but it's when it was built in 1941. So I imagine there's some things there that we could probably do. So that's a great idea, Susie. I mean, that right there can save you $100 a month if they find anything. I can always use another $100 a month.
So, Susie, when do the classes begin, and how can someone go online to find out exactly what's being offered?
Okay, the renewable energy classes started last Tuesday. They run on Tuesday. So they started September 23rd. The sustainable energy classes start October 8th. Those classes are all available for registration at www.shastacollege.edu/EWD. Click on schedule and registration, alternative energy. You can sign up for anything that you want. It's just like going to any other online cart. Just add it to your cart, pay for it then, and you're registered.
Oh, that's fabulous. So you could come in the middle of the term.
Absolutely. You can sign up anytime. In fact, we're going to reoffer the class from last week.
Oh, fabulous.
You know, I also understand, too, as you're teaching, you are going to have classes on people that want to get into the green industry that can learn about wind power and solar power, and they can be trained
that's
on how,
right.
how to be technicians in this.
In the spring, we're going to offer what's called workforce training, which are classes specifically for someone to enter an industry. One is going to be in commercial wind, and one is going to be in commercial photovoltaic
installation. I'm in commercial wind.
I think that's a little different.
Oh, okay. You mean being on the radio doesn't count the same?
Well, I don't know.
I sure
maybe some of the people on the radio could generate enough wind to turn a turbine.
So you think that maybe Rush is like really he's an energy source we haven't tapped yet?
I'm not going there.
We'll have to ask our next guest, Gary Schmidt, when he comes on, and he's our tech expert, about wind and air coming out of the mouth. How much does that really generate?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking. I mean, if you could, I mean, gosh, maybe you could tap into Rush and Sean, and we could light up all the Western United States.
Shoot, we do the House of Representatives and the Senate. You know, we'd never
have
to use anything
else. Oh, my God, you're right.
Else.
I was thinking way too small. Oh my God! What think about a generator out of there? We, you know what? Forget deficits. We all of us would have free power. You know what? You oil rich nations, go back to chasing your camels around because we don't need it.
Okay. One thing I'd like
it's
to
early.
Say.
It's early, people. It's a Saturday. Okay, my mind goes different places. You've got to bear with me here. Besides the fact, a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, which I hope you heard, says I have no control with this show. This is North State's show. I'm just kind of got a radio here that you can talk through and talk about the things that bother you. And there's a lot of things out there that should be bothering you about right now. But the green program that Shasta College has is not one of them.
No. I think everyone should support the green program at Shasta College.
That's right. It's a good program. It's not something you need to be against.
You wanted to add something, Susie.
Yeah, I did. All of the classes we have in renewable energy give you lots and lots of information, but I want everybody to think about the fact that one of the big things facing this nation is not just renewable energy, it's ways to store that energy. And so as you learn about all these different things, you have to think of ways and places to have storage facilities, because we can have as much wind turbines out there as we want, but they only work so many hours a day. Same with solar, same with hydro. They only work so much. There has to be a major storage facility. So we have to start looking at that as well.
Well, you know, speaking of storage facilities, we could talk about nuclear power. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had, as you know, we've had a gentleman, Richard Merriman, has been on our show talking about nuclear power and how it can be generated. And the fact is that there is ways of recycling the rods, the spent fuel rods. There's ways of keeping it buried. So, you know, to me, that's another way that we can help become energy independent. But what you're doing out of Shasta College, we can do that right now.
Absolutely.
One of the things you talked about was just how to be able to water your plants so it comes in a lot better by using a lot less water, just by using an underground drip system.
Exactly. There's in the sustainable construction series of classes, it addresses every different aspect of your home and how you can make it more sustainable. And when it's more sustainable, it's also more energy efficient. So you're going to end up saving money, not only helping the environment.
Well, you know, I'm thinking is that, you know, in all these classes I took when I was growing up, like, you know, car and woodworking and all that, you know, you always had to, you know, had something to work on. So I'm just telling you right now, I am volunteering our house for the Shasta College people to come out and do that, you know, the underground watering system.
How generous of you.
You know, if you want to put a solar panel up or two, I'll buy it. Y'all do that. I mean, I'll just, you know what? I'm here to help.
You know that, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's hard to find houses that will allow you to go out and put a new drip system in for them that will save
them
money.
I've had that problem.
Especially we have one of the old classics in Reading.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
1941, like we mm-hmm. said, hardwood floors, plaster walls. It's really one of the old jewels downtown.
And there are certainly ways to make it more energy efficient without losing the beauty of the home.
Yeah. We got rid of those plate windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. We've been talking with Susie Clark. If you have any questions, 221-1402.
Well, the other thing, too, Susie, give us how to get a hold of you one more time.
Okay. You can call me at 339-3622. Or you can register online at www.shastacollege.edu/EWD. Click on Schedule and Registration, Alternative Energy.
Is there an easier way to do that?
Call me.
Okay. And that number is 530-339-3622. Okay. And or just go out to Shasta College and say, hey, I understand you're having a energy renewable classes or energy saving classes.
Go to Shasta College downtown.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Susie, thank you so much. And we'll be back early next year, too, because you got spring classes starting that are.
Right.
We want to talk about those, especially because it's going to train people on how to make a living in today's green industry. Okay, let's go back to a couple other things here we're talking about before we take a break. But one of them, and I want to remind everybody again, that Congressman Herger is going to be on the show Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And that's a chance to ask some questions about what's going on in the realm of Washington, D.C. Okay, the other thing, too, is we've got some other things. We've got another guest coming in after the break, and we're going to be talking technology. But the other thing, too, is I'm doing something today that I haven't done since I've been in Reading. I'm going on a ride-along with the city police. I'm going to ride along with an officer there and see what it's like riding around with Reading and seeing on a Saturday night what the how exciting that can be, or how calm. I'm sure it must be a very calm job.
Oh, you'll be amazed, Carl. I've done that twice, and you see a side of Reading that you've never seen before.
Oh, well, you've been over to our house at times.
worse than that.
Oh. Oh, okay. You mean it's worse than a party we have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I am looking forward to it, because I tell you what, again, I talk first responders, I talk about the heroes of our country. As you know, I always talk about our warriors out there in the front lines. Well, there's other warriors on the front lines, too. And that's our first responders, both police and firemen And, you know, and it's such, you know, it's so funny, too, is that policemen, firemen, you know, people love firemen and they don't love police as much, even though that when they're in trouble, they don't yell firemen, they yell police. And so the police naturally have to deal with a lot of our more unsavory denizens of Reading and other places. However, you know, almost all the policemen have got a pretty good attitude. You know, the ones that I've seen here in town, it doesn't mean that they're all perfect. And it's like none of us are perfect. But I'm really looking forward to this ride-along today and to see what's going on out here in Reading on a Saturday night.
How exciting. Well, they're doing their job, and that's great, especially on Highway 5.
On Highway 5?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, I just tell you right now that...
Linda's a lawbreaker. Linda's a lawbreaker.
If you just don't think that you're going to get away with talking on your cell phone, it's a done deal. And I've known it, and I had to talk about, you know, business, and I just didn't want to have that freeway traffic in the car. I was guilty. I was talking on the cell phone on the way to Sacramento, and guess what? I got pulled over. And I said to the officer, listen, I've had Hoyer on the come and tell us about the law when I was on Kay Shasta, and I know about this. I said, I'm guilty. And so he never cracked a smile, but he went back and wrote that ticket. And he said, it's first time offense. It's our least expensive ticket. So it wasn't a moving violation, and I'm guilty. So I need to pay it. And it just taught me that I just cannot be putting that phone up to my ear. So there you go.
So you know what people do now? They put it on, you know, okay, they put it on broadcast speaker. And what do they do with it? They put it in their lap, or they're holding it down like this. There's no changes. You just can't see it. You know, everybody says, oh, everybody's going to get that little thing you put on your ear, the Bluetooth. They're going to put them up on your car. You have one of those.
I'm getting the one in the ear.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Hey, look, and our techie guy can tell us what to get.
Hey, this is Carl Bott, Newt's Talk 1400 KQMS here on Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side.
13.
To Free Fire Radio here on Newt's Talk 1400 KQMS. I want to move that commercial around someplace where I don't hear 888. 36 times in a row. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's my show. I can do that. All right. Hey, by the way, before we get started with our guests, I want to talk about that we're going to have another stand down. And a stand down is for our homeless veterans, and it's going to be October 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're going to have a show kind of dedicated to this, but I want to start getting the word out now. And this starts, and it gives community services free to a lot of our homeless veterans and veterans that need help, shelter, food, job services, drug and alcohol counseling, driver's license, identification information, just general assistance. And this is a huge success every year, but they need volunteers to help. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to have a show dedicated to this subject. But what it is some of our veterans have hit on hard times, and they need help. And it's not just veterans, it's also their families. They get medical, they get dental. They've helped whole families out down there. And they've assisted people in getting jobs or getting into the type of counseling that they need, and it's been a success. You know, so Reading and North State, you know, we take care of our own, especially our veterans. So this is a chance to help. But we're going to talk, like I said, a lot more about that. Now, our guest today is, and our second guest is Gary Schmidt, who is president of the Shasta Tech Association, and they're getting ready to have a big tech fair here this week.
Yes, we are.
Tell us about that, Gary.
Well, this is the second annual tech fair, and it is being sponsored by the Tech Association with some help from Simpson University, Shasta College, and a number of other businesses in town that are all in the technology game.
So how is this going to be set up? A bunch of different booths and... people can come out and see what's available?
Yeah. This year it's being hosted at Simpson. Last year they had it at the Builder Square, and we felt we needed a bigger space and some inside space in case it got hot. So we're having it in the gym, the Heritage Center at Simpson, have booths set up around through the gym. There's also going to be CHP is going to land their helicopter. We're going to have the rapid response vehicle there. So there's going to be a few fun things happening.
Well, now, we were talking about this. There's a number of technology firms here in the North State and around Reading that they're smaller firms, but they're very active and they're very professional.
Yeah, and the struggle you have up here, we don't have IBM, we don't have Intel. You have the guy down the street that's designed in electronic motorcycle. You've got the networking guy that does stuff, but he hasn't got a big marketing budget. Web design people. There are all kinds of companies here, but I've found over the 5 years that I've lived in Reading, I just keep running into new people by accident who are doing something that I wish I'd known about.
Electronic bicycle? Is that what
motorcycle.
You said? Oh, electronic motorcycle?
An entirely electronic motorcycle.
It's Will he be at the tech fair, or they be at the... Were
yes, they are.
Ooh.
They're coming. They're going to demonstrate their prototype.
Now, tell us again the date and the time, and that, well, you're encouraging people, if they're working on Fridays, to come at the lunch hour.
Yes, we will have food you can buy on site. And it starts at 10 o'clock. That's when we hope to have the helicopter, the CHP helicopter, land. And then it'll go until 4 o'clock. We also have breakout sessions. The last guest was talking about green technologies. We have a few of those ourselves. We're going to have a green plumber do something on water conservation in a breakout session at about 3, I think. And so we've got a lot of different things happening.
A boot? Oat? No, like we couldn't tell you're from Canada. It's either that or Virginia. Because Virginia has that, they say that same thing, oot.
A few of the northern states as well, I'm told.
Okay, now, one of the things I like about it is it's a way of, because I'm a technology challenge kind of guy. It's not that I try to be that way. It's just the way that I am. And so going there, I can see that there's going to be places like, oh, okay, these people are available to fix these things or come in and set up your computers or to give you classes. Or I mean, there's just a good way to network and just to see the kind of technology that's out there.
Well, and I should add that we're also trying to get a lot of the high school students out. See, there's another need here. Not only do the tech firms need to get the word out about themselves, but they need to find out who the kids are in the area that are looking for these kinds of jobs.
Very good.
So we're looking also could be a place to find a job in our tech industry. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've invited the Anderson New Technology School to do a booth, and they're going to be there to show some of their kids' abilities.
And let's talk about technology here. You know, Reading is in somewhat of a doldrums in the economy right now, as we all know. What's the chance of bringing in some kind of technology firm, a larger one? I've heard negative things about this because we don't have a university here.
We do.
It's called Simpson.
A public university. Well, it is a challenge, and I think, for example, Simpson and Shasta College are trying to work on these things. I know a couple of years ago an EDC consultant came to a banquet. I don't know if you were there. And he said the one thing the institutions up here need to provide is a 4-year technology degree, a computer science or something like that. And we haven't launched it. We're still actually in the research phase. But hopefully Simpson, in conjunction with Shasta College, is going to provide a degree, a 4-year degree, which anybody can take. They start at Shasta, do the AA. And then they would come over to Simpson and finish that degree, and that would provide a way for us to have that 4-year degree that anybody could take.
Well, I know from everything I've heard, and we're getting ready to take a break here, is that before you can draw in people with technology, they've got to have a body base that they can have workers that understand this.
That's right. And it's not like there aren't some major players up here. I mean, just a classic example, Optest. It's a small company, only has probably 10 employees at this point in time. But they've sold equipment to China. I mean, major, large pieces of equipment. They sell to Japan. So we have technology people here. Pella, I can't remember the full name, Pella Industries. They've been, for 40 years out of Reading, they've been selling electronic microscopes around the world.
Okay, look, this is Carl Bott. Our guest today is Gary Schmidt, and we're talking about the Technology Fair. This is Free Fire Radio here in Newstalk, 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Newstalk, 1400 KQMS. Here, 221-1402 is our phone lines out there, and we are joined here by Gary Schmidt, who is heading up. He's the president of the Shasta Technology Association. For you all that didn't know there was technology out there, we've got an association. So how do we get there? How do we get people to get to the fair? If they want to put stuff in it, who do they talk to, Gary?
Well, they can call the EDC for more information. Ask for Chris.
Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, that's the EDC. And the 224-4920. That's in Reading. So 530-224-4920 and ask for Chris.
Okay, so this sounds like you're going to have a pretty good time out there. I know I'm going to drop by there and see it.
Time, place, date.
Well, a week from yesterday, so that would be October 3rd, anytime from 10 till 4. If you check with Chris, you'll find out when the breakout sessions are. It's also on our website, ShastaTech.org. Almost forgot about that.
ShastaTech.org. Okay.
Come on out anytime. Again, if you come over your lunch hour, there will be food you can pick up there, and go through the gym, check out the mobile computing, the rapid response vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We even have somebody who's going to teach you or show you how you can save money by putting a piece of equipment on your car, make it into a hybrid.
Oh, is that right? I think I've read about that someplace. But yeah. It can. Okay, which booth do you think is going to be the real breakout one?
I don't know that a booth will be. To me, personally, I want to see this electric motorcycle.
Yeah, so do I. Is it electric or electronic?
It's electric. In other words, it's driven with electricity. It's
okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we saw an electric car the other day. It was kind of an enclosed golf cart.
Yeah. Well, this is made in Reading. That's the neatest thing about it.
It's an electronic?
Electric
motorcycle. I wonder what kind of power it gets.
Come on out and check it out.
Maybe electricity?
Well, you know.
I know.
RPMs.
How powerful it is. And
yes.
I want to know, does it have a place on there for like a tape recorder so you can make it sound like a real motorcycle, like a real Harley? So you start going, rah, 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 and then you go down the street going. It's probably silent. You probably have to have noise anyway.
If you like the noisy ones, we'll also have some cool electronics on a regular motorcycle up there as well.
Okay, now we've pulled up the Shasta Technology Association here on our computer, and
I just signed up for your newsletter.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, this is and it tells us about what's going on October 3rd. So it's a good way. It's Shasta Technology Association. .com, .net.
Yeah.
.net.
I think what's interesting to point out that I've forgotten about is that one of the breakout sessions that's going to be repeated twice is about the new SETI project that is being set up to look for extraterrestrials.
Well, hey, look, I can save you all a lot of money. Just come to this show. Just come to this studio on Saturday mornings.
Don't laugh.
We can give you as many extraterrestrials as you want.
I used to get a newsletter from SETI.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say from E.T.
I got a newsletter. It was a monthly newsletter.
Okay.
Well, they're going to tell us what's going on north of Reading with their satellite.
Well, you know, that may be a new type of economic.
That's a show.
Growth, you know, industry here for Reading. I mean, we could give out, we're up here in the mountains. We could give, like, searches for Bigfoot. We can go out and say, hey, right here, people were abducted into a UFO, and we could have people talking about it. We could make this the capital of UFO-dom.
Now, listen, don't laugh. They are looking for intelligence outside of who we think we are, and that's great.
Well, that looking for intelligence outside of Reading and outside of Reading, we've got intelligence here, but you know, okay, and you're right.
People think that's a slam, Carl.
No. People, I said looking for intelligence outside of Reading. That's right. I'm sawing it off right now. Okay, enough of this. Okay, Gary, thank you so much
for showing up. Thank you for
having me. And letting us know about this technology. I, for one, am really interested. I want to see what kind of companies are out there. What I'd really like to see is like you said, let's if we can get a 4-year degree. We're not going to draw in technology, and people have talked about why can't we get these types of industry in here unless you've got a training program so that it provides them workers. They need a steady supply of workers who are coming out with the newest and the most up-date technology training. Yeah. You know, even if it's a college that teaches, if nothing else, just technology. You see those in Southern California. In a number of places, people get their degrees. And it's a 4-year degree in computers or computer technology or advanced technology, and it's just for those people that are interested in those types of subjects. Anyway, Gary, thank you so much, and let us know what happened with this.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, we've got a few more minutes here, but so it's, you know, I want to talk a little bit too about, you know, one of the subjects came up. Of course, they talked about the Iraq War. And as Senator McCain pointed out that, you know, we made a lot of mistakes in that war. And one was, you know, when it was over easily. And people made that statement, you know, mission accomplished. Well, of course, mission was not accomplished. And here it is 5 years later, and we're still in there. However, we have turned that corner. And this is my opinion, opinion of, you know, many of the people I know that are still over there, and the pundits and the generals, is that we have turned that corner. We are on the verge of just saying we've won this war. And it's time to, that's, you know, the Iraqis are taking over the provinces. Al-Anbar province was taken over a month ago. You never heard too much about it. You heard about it on the show. And they took over the security of that province. It used to be the worst, probably one of the worst provinces, worst places in the world for violence. It's not like that anymore. So the people, as we're pulling back, you know, both senators agreed we've got to start looking at Afghanistan. We've got to look at them. Yeah, got to look at them hard to go over there. And the solution to it is like they did in Iraq, is when they put boots on the ground. When your boots are on the ground, you hold that ground. When you moved out of that area, Al-Qaeda would infiltrate back. Anybody that tried to help you, they'd kill. So when you put boots on the ground, then you hold the ground, then you can let the people grow. You let the people grow, grow their industry. They can grow their political structure, but you got to give them room. And we've done that in Iraq. You know, we should be able to declare victory there and just move out, in my opinion. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, and we've got the phone lines backing up again. We're here on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, 221-1402. Join you on the other side.
Fire Radio sent you.